Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Yes, of course, the Mortein man, Louis the Fly, and a gentleman who knew Ross Higgins very, very well. I was trying to work out how we can describe Bruce Ferrier. He is the man who keeps the gang from How Green Was My Cactus in line. He's got a very, very big whip. He's the man behind the scenes that keeps them all on the ship shape from Grace Gibson Productions. Bruce, good morning. Very sad news last week with the passing of Ross Higgins.
Yes, and indeed, Todd, and hello, and lovely to be paying tribute to Ross. He was an enormous talent and a fellow whose career in media spanned some 70 years. He actually started, you know, as a 16-year-old kid as a singer and sounding very much like Bing Crosby. He used to work for 2GB Macquarie, and indeed, as a 16-year-old, his mum used to take him in because he was too young to turn up and be earning money. So he had to go in with his and get his mum's permission and all of that sort of stuff. So, but he was the most fabulous singer. You know, that's the thing that I can recollect when we first launched a show called The Samuel Peep Show that preceded How Green Was My Cactus. And to launch the show, it was the first time we had done in commercial radio, as we were in those days, with 2GB and Macquarie. It was the first time in decades that we had done something live in front of an audience. And it was this fabulous comedy show, very, very similar, I suppose, to the Naked Vicar show, if you remember that. That was Kev Goldsby, Ross, and also Nolan Brown. Samuel Pepys had Kev and Ross, but also Robin Moore. And, of course, Robin, you know, from How Green Was My Cactus these days. And to launch that show, they kicked off with this fabulous bit of Ross crooning from the 1940s and 1950s. And just so Bing Crosby-ish. It was wonderful and a real eye-opener, certainly to myself, but also to the majority of the audience who were there to enjoy a good giggle.
Certainly a man of many, many talents. Speaking of the Naked Vicar show with Kev Goldsby, have a listen to this.
Meanwhile, in Adelaide, police have arrested a man who broke the world record for going without sleep.
The man stayed awake for 7 weeks, 3 days and 2 hours. He was charged with resisting arrest.
You know, it really was groundbreaking television. And you know, it is very slapstick. It's very, very predictable. But nevertheless, still funny to this very day.
Oh, very much so. I mean, there were a great writing team behind the Naked Vicar show. That was Gary Riley and Tony Sattler. And Tony's actually married to Nolan Brown, mind you. But Riley and Sattler, and hence RS Productions. What better name could you have for a comedy production?
Especially in Australia.
Exactly, precisely.
Look, obviously, he was behind some amazing advertising. Most people, especially the younger generation, would remember him more recently, although it wasn't recent, it was back in the 80s, as the ever-frustrating, ever-awkward Ted Bullpit. Now, the problem here is, Bruce, I was hunting through old episodes of Kingswood Country, and I thought, I can't play that bit because that will offend this person. This will offend that. So it's taken me about 3 hours to just to grab a little bit of Kingswood Country that hopefully will offend as a few people as possible. Have a listen to Ted.
It's going to be a very short clip in that case.
So I don't think I'm even going to feature Ted Bullpit.
It was designed to be offensive.
Here we go. Have a listen to this.
You got your favourite parking spot beside the throaty sign.
No, Filmer, I did not. It was already taken by some braless little dull bludging floozy in a red MG. sitting beside that Mick Catholic school again.
And you're still smiling?
Oh, dear. So who are we... We've offended the Catholics this morning. We've offended MG drivers. But the thing is, one of the things I've heard across the weekend, Bruce, is everyone is saying that Ross was nothing like Ted Bullpit. He was the just amazing gentleman.
Oh, he was. Absolutely so. He was an enormous talent. You were just saying about his Mortein. He was also Mr. Sheen, mind you, so he could just throw his hand at any of those characters, and he was in constant demand. As a person, one of the loveliest chaps you could ever wish to meet, never, ever full of himself, quite the reverse. Ross was almost introverted. You know, he really didn't like going out and being the centre of everything, and yet when he got on stage, bang, you know, out came this fantastic performer.
It's interesting, we're in 2016 now. Kingswood Country, that would have been around 1983, 1984-ish.
Around that mark, yes. Yeah, maybe even a little bit earlier than that even.
Yeah, possibly so. And the sad part about it is so funny, but they probably, the networks, would probably not let that air on television today.
You wouldn't get away with it these days, that's for sure. And precisely for all of those insults that you just heard in your short clip there, you know, that was the funny bit about Kingswood. But the nice bit about it is that it slapped everyone. There was no one that got away.
No.
So it wasn't biased. It wasn't somebody taking out against one particular sector of society. It was a guy who hated everybody.
Yes.
Had a criticism for everyone.
But the interesting part about it was he hated everybody, but he had a very interesting garden ornament, and that was the which I couldn't mention on air these days. But Bruce,
yes, indeed,
it must be
absolutely
must be so sad for the not only just for the entertainment industry, but an amazing man. Thank you very much for taking the time to shine some light on Ross Higgins.
You are most welcome. We really will miss him. He was a fantastic guy. And he was actually in the very first episodes of How Green Was My Cactus. When we first launched that, he was in the first 65 of them. Then he had to step out of that to go back and do more TV. So a little bit of history for you there, too.
I knew you were the man to talk to, Bruce. Thank you so much, and we'll have a chat to you soon.
All the best, Todd.
2NURFM 103.7.